Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Lion of Judah Online. Today's subject, once again, is the fruit of the Spirit, and we're doing part three, and the topics we'll be covering will be patience, number four, number five, kindness, number six, goodness, and number seven, faithfulness. Let us now go to our foundation scripture, found in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the work which His presence within accomplishes, is love, joy, which is gladness, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law that can bring a charge. Let us now start with number four, patience, or an even temper. The word patience means long-suffering, mild and gentle, constant in all circumstances. The real test of patience is not in waiting, but how we act while we are waiting. Reading Luke chapter 21, verse 19, by your steadfastness and patient enduring, you shall win the true life of your souls. What does this actually mean? If we don't learn to control our impatience will control us, and that is not good. Let us now go to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. So brace up your minds, be sober, set your hope wholly and unchangeably on the grace that is coming to you when Jesus Christ the Messiah is revealed. What is the scripture saying? It says to prepare your minds daily. In other words, the scripture is saying that we need to practice being patient every day. You'll have many opportunities to come, I'm sure. James chapter 1 verse 4, let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. As we practice this fruit, we will receive the things of God. Why? Through faith and patience, the promises of God are obtained by the believer. There's something else I want to say here. The patience operated by someone in the world, that means not born again, is different to the patience operated by someone who's born again. One is a natural patience, which can become impatient as time goes on, but the patience operated by the believer is a supernatural patience, which gives a person peace at the same time. The patience operated by a believer, that is a person born again, is actual spiritual warfare. Let me give you an example. The Bible says through faith and patience we inherit the promises. When we are believing for something, one of God's promises, it may take time as it usually does. It may take time to manifest or become real. Patience is needed to go the distance. Faith and patience work together to make the promise become a reality in the natural realm. Faith makes the promise become a reality. But often it takes time. This is where the spiritual force of patience comes into position. Patience will carry faith the distance, the time period that's needed by faith to make the promise become a reality. If you stop in patience, then you stop the process of receiving in the natural realm from the spiritual realm of God and His promises. Faith and patience work together. So when a believer is walking in the patience of God, they're actually walking in a supernatural position, and it's spiritual warfare. Let us now go to the fifth fruit of the Spirit called kindness, and we'll deal with the sixth fruit of the Spirit, goodness, at the same time. God wants us to develop goodness and kindness and mercy in our lives. This is very important. In Psalm chapter 31, verse 19, we read, "Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, revere you and worship you. Goodness which you have brought for those who trust and take refuge in you before the sons of man." God is good, He's kind and merciful, and because we are His children, He wants us to be the same. He wants to be good to us, but He can do it only if we receive His goodness, kindness and mercy. God pours His goodness on us when we don't deserve it because He wants us to know how good He is. It is the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. That's why we need to be good and kind and merciful to people. Our witness won't have any power unless we are kind. Let me say something here. When people see how good God is, That's when they turn from their ways of their life. They don't want the world system anymore. They want God's kingdom. When they see the goodness of God, it reaches into their heart of an unbeliever, and they see the goodness. They say, oh, God is good. I want him. That's when they come to the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and they surrender their lives and they become born again. God wants to see the kindness and goodness in his children grow up as a spiritual fruit to affect the people in the world as a witness. Let us go now to the seventh fruit of the Spirit called faithfulness. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9, it says, God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. According to the 1828 Webster's Dictionary, which is based on the Word of God, faithfulness means firm adherence to the truth and to the duties and relationships with God, adhering to your duties, loyalty, constant in performance and duties of service. Being faithful is not always easy. It requires making a decision and then sticking with it, regardless of our feelings. In these fruit of the Spirit we've just gone through, God wants us to grow into spiritual maturity. As we operate in the fruit of the Spirit on a regular basis, as we practice them, they will grow. They will help us lift up into a spiritual maturity that is not done by just reading the Word of God. I hope you've enjoyed today's topics. Thank you for being with me, and God bless.